ago, after visiting my brother in Vienna, my now wife and I took a short excursion to Lake Hallstatt. As we watched the lights of the village bounce playfully on the lake's water, the village suddenly plunged into darkness. For us, the blackout was fortuitous, for it revealed the night sky and its spellbinding luminosity. It was a profound moment. I felt arrested to the glory and majesty of nature. It was then I realized I had reached the pinnacle of joy, the apex of my happiness. But this was just a result of puerile naivety. As many moons later, I stumbled across the engrossing podcast that is Big Timmy's House. This podcast fills me with such dizzying rapture and sheer blind ecstasy that time at Hallstatt means nothing to me now. It should be cast into the lake with some concrete footwear and never be heard of again.
Quickly Google another weird phobia.
Is there a mustache phobia?
I don't know. Hang on. Welcome to Big Timmy's House. And I'd like to obviously welcome my co-host, Lady Giggles.
Hello. Tanya,
and Jazz Chicken Dave.
You sound almost confused by that.
Yeah, I am. I am really confused. So we were just chatting after the previous recording, and we were like, we need to start just recording this because it's interesting. We started talking about a scenario in which a friend of ours was wanting to be turned into a giant beard with a machine, and would you tell his wife that he's been turned into a beard and that's his wish, which got us on to pagonophobia, which is the fear of beards.
Because we were talking about Margaret Thatcher having the fear of beards, didn't we?
Yeah. She was scared of beards, and she was like, I don't want bearded men in my cabinet.
They can be hairy everywhere else, but not on the face.
Yeah. Look at him. He's got a hairy neck. but I don't want that. I don't want that beard. Mothers often warn their daughters to never trust a man with a beard or facial hair unless he's Santa Claus.
Unless he's Santa Claus.
That's weird.
Santa's fine.
yeah, but everyone else. Those other bearded men.
I still want my presents.
Yeah, he can come into the house, but any of the bearded guys, F off. In the United States, there has not been a president with a beard since the 1800s. That's weird, that is, isn't it? Why not?
Oh, so a mustache goes on to the same thing as
it does.
Pagonophobia. Pagonophobia is the fear of beards. Just says fear of.
So the causes of pagonophobia. Some point there might have been a negative or traumatic event in the patient's life linked with beards. The unconscious mind creates a phobic response. It's a protective mechanism. So I guess if you were attacked as a child by a man with a beard.
Beard held him at gunpoint.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough. facial hair is often viewed as a sign of ruggedness. The unclean, unshaven look is associated with illness, misfortune, or homeless people. Phobics tend to think of bearded men as coming from unhygienic places or not having access to materials for cleaning and shaving. I mean, if you're walking around with a chicken sticking out of your bit, like a half-eaten chicken. I don't know about that. I mean, I guess if you see certain people with beards, they look messy. I mean, maybe I'm one of them. Stereotypes about bearded men not being trustworthy begin in TV shows or books depicting trauma caused by bearded individuals can also trigger pagonophobia. So if you see a beard on television or read about a beard,
Yeah, or just a beard attached to your television.
Yeah, if your beard, if your television is trying to disguise itself, that could cause it. Post 9/11, the fear of beards, phobia, pagonophobia increased as perpetrators of the attack were a bearded group of religious fanatics. I'm not sure if all of them have beards. Maybe. Some cultures and religions, doctrines force men to keep facial hair. In Western countries, though, beard is considered to be out of fashion. The Western portrayal of Jesus is usually without a beard. Really?
What? Really?
I've only ever known Jesus to have a beard.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, not that I know Jesus. I'm not like his buddy, but I always imagined Jesus with a beard. Oh, it says, though most paintings of Da Vinci, including the last...
a moustache goes under the name of beard. So even if he has a moustache...
No, but I've never thought of him
not having a beard, no.
I just imagine... I've now seen... all I want to see is a Jesus picture with a handlebar moustache, like a... sort of like a big biker.
I think
mustache.
The only one I haven't, the only picture of Jesus Christ is without a beard is
baby
the
Jesus.
Last, the baby Jesus, obviously, in the Last Supper. I don't think he has a beard in that.
No, he does. It says here.
Oh, does he? Oh.
The Western portrayal of Jesus, usually without a beard. That I disagree with that. Though most paintings of from Da Vinci, including the Last Supper, show him with a beard.
Oh, okay.
While the fear of beards can affect all genders and ages, it's usually women who are known to become uncomfortable around beards. A survey shows that most women do not mind a bit of stubble or the 5 o'clock shadow, but a full-fledged beard is a turn-off for 9 out of 10 women who participated in the survey.
Oh, no.
I've known a lot of women to like beards, though.
Yeah. No, I'd much prefer you... like.
Nowadays, it's kind of gone back into fashion, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Like South Asia, there's South Asia. In some Indian police are paid to wear. Wear moustaches.
Have a moustache.
Grow moustaches. Yeah.
Just wear fake ones.
Wear fake ones. Yeah, because they believe it makes them look more commanding, and. They are creating a positive impression on the local people and are getting a lot of respect.
Oh.
So, you know.
Well, if it were a full beard and there are people trying to approach them had pagonophobia, they could experience shortness of breath or hyperventilating around bearded men or women, I guess. Irregular heartbeat and palpitations, sweating and trembling, feeling anxious and nauseated, having full-blown anxiety and panic attacks. Working men and women may find they can't earn money because it's so debilitating, apparently.
Oh, wow.
And the way to treat it is to basically talk about beards and educate yourself on beards. Like, oh, here's a book on, like, beards, I guess, beard care. You have to be able to learn that not all bearded individuals are evil or harmful. I mean...
most beards are not fearful or harmful.
Yeah, I know more clean-shaven people that are evil.
Yeah.
And or moustached.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? This is one for you, Dave.
Because I was looking up and saying there's 10 phobias you may not know.
Well, I've got one I want to test for Dave. Okay. Do you know what electrophobia is? Electrophobia.
Being afraid of... what was her name? Carmen Electra or something like that? Oh, I can't remember the person's name.
Carmen Electra is like an actress, I guess.
Yeah, that's the person I was thinking of.
No, oddly enough, it's not that.
Okay.
It's fear of chickens.
Nice.
It's not only seeing chickens in person that causes panic attack in the individual. Sometimes it's merely images or photographs of chickens that can trigger such reactions. How fucking bad would that be? You go to the supermarket and there's a fucking giant picture of a chicken because they're on sale or something.
Yeah,
and
you'd
be like, and the chicken's got a beard and you're even more triggered.
Or you're just seeing strips of chicken breast.
Like, oh my God.
No, not the chicken.
I wonder though, if you see a dead chicken, are you like, yeah,
that's... I mean, I know people that like are afraid of not so much every bird, but seagulls and pigeons mainly.
Yeah.
Because they steal their food and stuff and constantly trying to, I don't know, fly and attack them to steal stuff. So yeah, that's understandable.
Listen to these symptoms, potential symptoms. Anxiety prior to visiting a farm. For others, even the mental image of a feathered bird is enough to cause a panic attack. Irritability or restlessness upon seeing chickens. Dry mouth, sweating and trembling. Cardiovascular symptoms like tightness in the chest or a difficulty to breathe. Nausea or other gastrointestinal distress. I guess wind.
Yes.
Oh, one. Just because it popped into my head, one fear, which is also a bit ironic as well. There is a fear of long words, and the name of that fear happens to be a very long
word.
Very
long word, yes.
I'm like, are you serious?
Oh, holy shit.
I have 10 phobias that you may not know.
Just one second. There's a person that has it in the comments of this thing, and it goes, in my childhood, a dream about a bunch of chickens attacking me with their stingy beaks left a terrifying impact on my mind.
Stingy beaks. Those beaks don't give me enough money.
Yeah, this isn't killing me enough. Till date, I never cross a line where a chicken is lingering. I guess to this day.
Yeah.
I use other people walking ahead as shields to protect me. I scream my lungs out and freeze every time a chicken flutters nearby. Eating cooked chicken is the only way I feel triumphant over.
Well, at least he's fighting the fear and he's fighting back. Yeah.
I'm gonna eat you. I still will eat you. I don't care.
I'm gonna fight you by eating chicken nuggies.
Yeah. Okay. I have 10 fears, 10 phobias you may not know about.
Okay, so let's try and
guess. As if I can pronounce them correctly. Number one. Iestrophobia.
Is that fear of women?
No.
Iestro.
Eistoptro phobia. Estrophobia?
No idea.
If I say, we imagine Snow White could easily develop this phobia.
Apples?
No.
Mirrors. Wow, really?
Yeah. Often based on superstitions, you might be worried a mirror that broke could bring you bad luck, or a mirror is a way of making contact with the supernatural world.
Yeah. I guess vampires would hate it as well.
Yeah,
they show that
vampire thing.
They show that in, like, they kind of touch on it on certain films as well, where characters just really hate mirrors.
I think I did have nightmares sometimes where I would get sucked into paintings and mirrors. And that was before Mario 64. Can you imagine? I started playing Mario 64. I was like, nah, we're going into the painting world. It was always when I was having a fever dream.
Not good. Phobia.
Fear of clocks.
No.
Was that time?
Was that primophobia with a P?
Chromophobia.
Oh, chrome. Is that a fear of metals?
No.
It's a fear of Google Chrome. I will sleep with Firefox, thank you very much.
No. It's the fear of colour.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What, just how would you exist? Is it like a specific colour?
There are fears of specific colour, which includes yellow, white, red, and black. But this statement here says, for some people, the thought of a world without colour might be terrifying and boring, but such a world would be a great relief to those troubled by chromophobia, the fear of colour.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, if you were just fearful of all colours and you were just like,
yeah.
You constantly be like,
this is one guy that's like, I'm afraid of all colours, but it's a good job I'm colourblind.
yeah, that's it. You'd try to make yourself colourblind, surely. That'd be scary, I think.
But then would you not still see colour, because you'll be seeing greys and whites?
Yeah, you'd be monochrome. Yeah.
So there's no escape. You'd have to make yourself blind. But then maybe all you can see then is black. I don't know.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. There's no point where you wouldn't see colour.
Yeah.
Like, if you were scared of all the colours, you'd be like completely fucked.
Yeah. And obviously one of them, the two main ones, white and black.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Specific colour fear. So, you know, because obviously some blind people see black and some blind people see grey, some blind people see white.
I mean, I guess...
You can't be blind!
I guess if you just had... You could have tinted glasses, maybe, if you were scared of white.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that seems really bizarre. Make everything
one colour, maybe, I guess. I guess you could go that way. That's awful. Oh,
that's horrible. That's terrifying. I'm never going to sleep again.
Blottophobia.
A blotto.
A blottophobia. A-B-L-U-T-O-phobia.
It's being scared of that guy from Popeye. Bluto.
Blottophobia.
Scary of big, hairy men with massive arms. They're constantly going after your skinny girlfriend.
Scares, like a fear of being bloated.
No.
In fear of inflation.
Or like gas.
No. So the comment for this is, feel free to give a person with a blutophobia deodorant or perfume as a gift. The name is derived from the Latin ablutiere, which means to wash off, and refers to the abnormal fear of bathing, washing or cleaning. Intensely, this phobia is more common in children and women rather than men.
Okay, I mean, I don't understand it, but
fear of washing.
Yeah, just sort of like, would you be washing just yourself? Do you reckon, or is it like?
I think it's just washing yourself.
That's interesting, because isn't there like a separate fear where it's a fear of water? So you're not exactly afraid of the water; you're just afraid of cleaning yourself with this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I could see it, because if you sort of have if you had like a reaction to something when you were a kid.
Yeah.
That sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you're a kid, you just want to be dirty anyway. So I don't know if you could count that as having a phobia at that point. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not an expert.
No. Again, I'm pronouncing these all absolutely terribly. So apologies.
No, don't worry about it.
I'm going to call this phagophobia. P-H-A-G-O-phobia.
Okay. Phagophobia. Is it a fear of cigarettes?
No. I was actually quite scared of this one, actually.
Scared of sharks?
No.
Scared of elevators?
No.
Scared of being in an elevator and then the doors open and sharks
come. Scared of being in an elevator with sharks.
You're just doing my nightmare. No, literally.
Or a shark in the shape of an elevator.
It's because you said you didn't like it. I'm like, I remember you telling me about that being your nightmare.
But I have... Part of me has this in a very, very slight way.
Scared of cat poop? Swallowing? Swallowing. Is it swallowing?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I got it right. I got one right. I got a point.
We can't imagine how terrifying.
You guessed wrong millions of times.
Hey, if you throw enough shit at the wall, eventually something will stick, okay?
Eventually it'll go brown.
And if you're scared of brown, you're in trouble. because you don't like swallowing... tablets.
Yeah, I have a slight swallowing issue, but obviously this is when you have this phobia, obviously it can be really bad. This is a serious condition that can cause you to become malnourished. It's often the result of a nasty eating experience and it shouldn't be confused with this fear of choking. I have that too. Which is known as... Oh, I can't even say that word. I'm not even going to bother.
So
I've choked it's just... once. It's not a good experience.
No, it's not.
I mean, I used to be that I couldn't swallow tablets, and then I got into a situation where I just had to do it, and my mum's like, "Oh, you did it because you were trying to impress the sexy nurse." but it wasn't. It was because I was there. They were like, "You can have this, and it'll help you. But we can't give you anything else." So I was just like, "I'll just do it," and I did, and I was like, "Oh, I survived." Oh, did I?
Oh, did you? Da, da, da.
Yes.
Yes, we'll be talking to you. Right. So next one is helophobia.
Wait, is this a fear of blood?
No.
Or is it the fear of spirals?
No.
Okay. Dave, do you want to guess?
Helo.
H-E-L-I-O-phobia.
Yeah. Is it the fear of the sun or sunlight?
Yes.
Hey, I was going by the Greek god of Helios.
Yeah. So after a few days of rain, most people get excited about sunshine, but someone with helophobia would prefer a world without it. Helophobia is the fear of the sun, and someone suffering from it would try to avoid it, much like Edward and the rest of the Cullens. It might sound harmless, but people who are never exposed to sunlight can develop a vitamin D deficiency, which is very correct. Yeah. This one you might get. Automaton phobia.
Fear of robots or technology.
Fear of sex.
Kind of. It's on along those lines.
Androids?
Yeah. Okay, I'll give it to you. While most of us are fascinated with wax figures... ventriloquist dummies, puppets, and animated creatures, some people have a genuine fear of all these inanimate objects.
So, yeah, because, I mean, technically, everyone has a bit of a,
yes,
a thing. Because it's like, it's sort of like, it's either Uncanny Valley, or sometimes when it looks like really fucking weird. Like, ventriloquist puppets. Like, they don't, like, nobody likes them. Even the people that use ventriloquist puppets are like, nah, I'd rather have a Muppet. Do you reckon that if we do get robots, people, there's bound to be people that are like, I don't like it, it's staring at me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you got others going, I want to fuck it.
All that, yeah.
It's either sex or killing it. Yeah. That's the two things that humanity wants to do. Can we fuck it? No. Can we kill it? Yes.
Then we've got anatidiphobia. A-N-A-T-I-D-A-E phobia. Anatidiphobia.
Is it fear of anatomy?
No.
Fear of insects? I don't know.
Kind of.
Ooh. Fear of spiders?
No.
It wouldn't be spiders. That's arachnophobia.
Oh, yeah.
Fear of ants?
Think bigger.
Okay.
Wasps?
Not on the insect line.
Anteaters.
It's an animal.
Bears.
No, smaller. It flies.
Dragonflies.
No.
Flies.
No.
Birds.
Quack.
Ducks. Really? Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Sorry.
They might call you a quack for this phobia, but for sufferers, it's all too real. This fear of being watched by a duck. You will fear the feathered water bird is watching you no matter where you are or what you are doing.
I wish that we could have a duck that would watch me.
I like that it specifies that it's just being watched by a duck. If the duck did anything else, you're fine. But if it's watching you...
It's watching you.
It starts playing a saxophone solo. It's fine, but...
If it was like a movie or cartoon, it would do the close-up on its eyes as the duck squints at you.
So that horrible, like, sort of jump scare moment.
Obviously, the one we were talking about earlier... The gonophobia is on here, the most of Santas, which of the beards, which is fine. I can ignore that one completely. Consectotailphobia. Yeah, tailophobia.
Is it the fear of buses?
No.
Badgers?
Fear of tails?
Fear of... Lack of tails?
No.
Fear of the character Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog?
No.
Fear of anthropomorphic?
No.
Animals? Fear of furries?
No. Nothing to do with tails.
Oh.
No idea.
Fear of skylights?
Sushi lovers may find this one baffling. But the fear of chopsticks is all too real. Going into Chinese restaurants would be hell for people who can't stand the sight or sound of sticks.
I mean, it's not really something you come across.
But that transferred to drumsticks as well, then, because aren't they just bigger versions of chopsticks?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I love the idea. They see drumsticks like, that's fine. But they see chopsticks like, oh my God.
Like, and what if you put two toothpicks together?
I mean, yeah, because it would make the same sort of sound, surely.
You would have thought so. It's odd.
That is a really, really weird one.
And Dave, this is your one, this is.
All right.
Hippopotomonstrosostric.
Yeah, I know which one it is. The fear of long words.
That's the one.
Yeah.
There you go. That's all 10.
Well, what about this then? How about phobophobia?
Phobophobia.
The fear of being afraid.
It is the phobia defined as the fear of phobias or the fear of fear, including the intense anxiety and unrealistic and persistent fear of the somatic sensations that the feared phobia ensuing. So it's basically just like the fear of becoming fearful.
Oh, gosh.
So you are just in a never-ending sort of like anxious cycle.
That's awful.
Sorry, go ahead.
I couldn't imagine like living with any of them. That last one, there's no way.
No.
Because you would literally just be like, oh my God, I'm going to get scared about chopsticks. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, oh, yeah. No. Am I scared of ducks? The duck is watching me.
Oh, what do I do?
No, he's got chopsticks.
There's a duck with chopsticks going past you, like staring at you. It's just circling your house, and you're there, just like I'm scared of what might happen.
He's so colourful.
The duck is painted itself rainbow, like the pride flag, and you're just there, like, no, I can't do this.
As we covered the weird ones, I guess we could see what the names are for our actual fears. Mine's the fear of heights, and I have a little bit of fear of wasps. I'm not sure what those are called, though, those phobias.
Let's have a look, shall we? Acrophobia. It's the fear of excessive heights. It's an excessive fear of heights and manifests as severe anxiety.
Yep, that's what I have.
a person could have an attack just walking up the stairs or climbing a ladder. Sometimes the fear is so great a person can't move.
Spexophobia is the fear, is the persistent fear of wasps. The word is derived from the Greek sphecto, meaning wasps, and the probos of the Greek god of fear or dread. So basically, even even the thought of wasps can send you into a mad panic.
I'm not that bad.
Is it just the sight of wasps?
It's more when there's a wasp around me. That's when I tense up and get a bit panicky. It's mainly because my dad is very allergic to them, and I've never been stung by one, so I don't know if, like, it's potential death for me. So when a wasp is near me or lands on my arm, I freeze up and I'm like,
don't whack it.
Okay, so I'm not sure if I have this.
It's spike on my arm.
Oh, so I'm not sure if I've got this. But I do feel weird when I saw this a couple of years ago. There was a thing going around online where they were going like, oh, I used this shampoo and now I've got this thing. And it was like they basically taken like a poppy,
head of a poppy seed pod.
And they like photoshopped it into their thing. And I was there just I was really just like weirdly fascinated with it. But
that thing that went around ages, didn't it? Yeah.
Tripop phobia, a fear of holes. And basically, like, if you just type it into the thingy, into Google, you'll see these pictures, and people have photoshopped their entire hands with things, and
it's gross.
it is.
Yeah, it was really gross.
Looks like some weird parasitic thing.
Yeah, it was disgusting, and I'm like, why the hell did you do it?
I think it would have been fascinating to do a movie in which somebody gets that.
Yeah.
And then it's like them trying to work it out. But yeah, people were recreating the effect on their effects makeup sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've seen one here, which is Donald Trump's face with mini Donald Trump heads Yeah, Tanya does not like that. I don't think I'll be putting it onto the group. But yeah, even looking at honeycombs can affect people.
Yeah.
Like they'll get it with that. But it's not like I had that, but I was like, I don't know. I kept looking at the thing and being like trying to work out what it was.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
It was disgusting anyway. The fear of sharks is galophobia. Obviously, I think I only had it from the movie Jaws.
Yeah.
But, like, I can happily go on a boat and be absolutely fine, so I don't have it badly.
It's all right. I know a few streamers who don't like sharks, even when they're playing a game and there's a shark in the game. They're like, no!
Nope.
Yeah. I might have a bit of agoraphobia, which is a fear of being in situations where escape might be difficult or that help wouldn't be available if things go wrong. Many people think it's a fear of open spaces, but it's a lot more complex.
Ooh.
For me, it's just it is just sort of going out.
I think you guys experienced a little bit of my fear of heights when we went to that castle one time as a big old group. And we went up to the higher fortifications of it and going round. And although there was a massive wall in the way, you could see down. And I was like, nope.
Yeah, I have that too. It's really weird. Like, if I feel absolutely safe, I am fine. It's like when we were at university and we worked in the theatre, we had one side that was full of hemp. So it's all full of flying ropes for the bars and stuff, and the other side was open, which was counterweights, so you would put all your weights for like your electric bars for your lights and stuff. I felt perfectly fine on the hemp side. When it came to the other side, I felt awful, and I felt like I was going to fall through because it wasn't like barricaded off. There was just a rail and like a kickstand at the bottom. I'm like, I'm going to fall through this.
Eddie Izzard, in one of his old videos that he did, he mentioned it, actually pretty much hit the nail on the head, because I think he has fear of heights as well, or at least a little bit. And he says he was explaining that it's not so much the fear of I'm going to fall and die, or ooh, I'm really high up. It's more, I want to jump. And yes. That's what makes you really scared. You're like, why am I thinking this? What is going? No, this is so bad.
I don't have that. I have the fear of falling. I think mine's the fear of falling.
I've had it where I've been in a place with a massive drop, and I've just gone, ooh.
Like your head goes, jump off.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, no.
I know when I was a kid, I had phantasmophobia, which is a fear of ghosts.
Yeah.
Just literally was like, ghosts are going to kill me. And you're like, what? Like, no, they don't exist. It's fine. Let's just have a look.
I'm trying to think of any other fears that I might have, even just the slightest. I mean, I'm cautious of snakes. I wouldn't really say that's a fear, though. I just respect them because they're
deadly.
Don't mess with them.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's difficult to say, isn't it? Because it's sort of like, you could be like, oh, I don't really want to be putting my hand into a nest of spiders. And people are like, oh, you're scared of them. It's like, no, because they're spiders that can kill you. So that's, you know, there is a... Yeah. It's,
and even if they're not deadly, they can still mess you up pretty bad.
Yeah. You could have... Escaphobia. See, half the entertainment is just listening to the pronouncing thing. Escaphobia, which is a fear of churches and religions. Religiophobia, fear or hatred of religion, religious faith, religious people, or religions and organizations. I do sort of fear religions. Like, if Mormons came after me, not Mormons, Mormons. Even if Mormons came after me, if you've been chased down the street by Mormons, you would be like, fuck this.
I suppose as a kid, I might have had a slight fear of social interactions, maybe. But only so much they would just give me anxiety, and that's better.
But most of the phobias do give you anxiety or panic attacks or, you know.
Yeah, it's just called social phobia.
Social phobia.
Or social anxiety disorder. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Because I was always the kid to hide behind my mum's leg and everything.
Yeah, I'm like that now. My mum, come here, I want to hide behind you.
You've got a prosthetic leg that looks like your mum's leg. You just hide behind.
Just finding stuff. Curtains, that'll do.
Is there a fear of forgetting things? I don't have it, but I don't know, it just came to mind. Because I'm very forgetful. I was like, imagine being afraid of forgetting things.
Not that I can see of. Well, okay, so hang on. Right, so fear of darkness, fear of heights, fear of flying, fear of pain, chickens, public spaces, needles. Yeah, that's what I have, needles. Fear of riding in a car, fear of men, fear of angina or choking, flowers, people or society, and that's what you said, wasn't it? Being touched, spiders, numbers, thunder and lightning, disorder or untidiness, imperfections, failure, being alone. This is, oh gosh, there's bees.
There's loads and loads of phobias.
Athasgoraphobia is the fear of forgetting someone or something.
Okay.
As well as a fear of being forgotten. So I think I have that as well. Like sometimes when I'm having my brain fog at the moment, I do get... I'm like very like, oh fuck. What?
There's a fear of knees.
Fear of knees?
Yes.
Fear
of knees.
Fear of knees is called genuphobia. Genuphobia. As we were talking about knees earlier, I had to say it, sorry.
They should make a horror film called Planet of the Knees.
Yeah.
It's like Planet of the Apes, but with knees.
With knees.
Planet of the Knees. You damn dirty knees.
They got like googly eyes on them.
Chirophobia, fear of hands. Chlorophobia, fear of newspapers.
Wow. Fear of feet. Podrophobia.
Oh, I could. If I got this, I'd have to die. Chirophobia, fear of cheese.
Fear of Halloween. Samhanophobia.
Fear of Halloween. Fear of
Halloween. Oh, that's so sad.
Suppose with that fear, though, you wouldn't. You'd only need to worry about it for one day of the year.
Yeah, that's true. Some people can have fear of the moon as well. Selenophobia.
I mean, if it looks like the moon from Majora's Mask.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't say I blame them.
I couldn't deal with that.
You can also have a fear of beautiful women. Of women. Fear of beautiful women.
Allurethobia is an intense fear of cats.
Yeah, you can get cats, fear of, and just fear of animals in general. Zoopia.
I remember one of your friends actually had an intense fear of cats, and it was like she was around at one point, and the sort of cat got near her, and she was like,
yeah.
She was proper like, get it away, get it away. And the cat was just there like, what's going on?
Yeah, oh, literally.
Here's one. I worked with someone that had this fear, the fear of fruit.
Fruit.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it wasn't just I dislike fruit, it's proper freak out. There's fruit on my desk.
Wow.
I was like, oh, like, if everyone was like laughing and stuff at it, and I was like, oh, this is actually serious.
Yeah.
She's in the corner like screaming. Somebody got a banana out, and you're the only one that's like, maybe we should take the banana away. Thalassophobia is a fear of the ocean or other large bodies of water. Like, could you imagine, like, you
live on a tiny island?
Yeah, or like you live by the sea. Yeah. And you're going for a walk and you're just there like, get it away! And they're just like, it must be crazy. And it's like, no, he's scared of the fucking ocean. To be fair, you should be scared of the ocean.
Yeah.
I think that's what Markiplier has. He's afraid of the ocean.
Really?
Yeah, there was one video of him where he actually tried to face his fear, and he was like fully like life jacket and everything, but wow. Yeah, he's really afraid of the ocean. It's more like how deep it is, and we don't know what's down there. We've not actually ventured all the way to the bottom of our oceans, and anything could be down there. And it's the fear of, you know, if you're in the water by yourself, out far out in the ocean, you're screwed because you don't know where you're going, and your body just get exhausted, and then you'll drown and everything. But yeah, he's really afraid of the ocean.
That's what I'm saying, because there's stuff in the ocean as well that can kill you.
Yes.
Like sharks and
jellyfish, so that stingrays.
That makes sense. Right? Cheese, a little less.
But there's one here. It says fear of the home.
The home.
The home.
So again, how would you? Because even if you lived at a,
unless you had a really traumatic experience by a parent, a sibling, you then become a fear of the home. That's all I can imagine it would.
Would you? I guess because I know that there are some people that they get back from like being at war and they can't sleep in a. They can't sleep
in a proper bed.
Well, they can't sleep in a building.
Yeah.
Because something's happened while they've been in a building.
Yeah.
So they have to sleep outside and that. But, yeah, I mean, a home is a bit of an odd one, that. I've got to say, I don't.
That one, I would have thought, would definitely have some kind of dark history behind it to make you afraid of home.
Yeah,
it's not as if the house is alive and trying to eat you or anything, but
yeah,
unless that happens.
Unless you have like a fire or something's happened. Yeah. This is, I like this one too. Fear of gravity.
Again, how do you? Oh my god!
This is the anticipation of thinking at some point you're just going to float away.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, how about somniphobia? Fear of falling asleep and staying asleep.
I was wondering if it was something to do with sleep.
Yeah, it sounds like it, doesn't it? Somnia. Like insomnia.
Yeah.
You might fear things that you can't control or nightmares. You could also just be scared of things happening while you're asleep, like burglary, fire, or other disaster. And it's also been linked to a fear of dying. So, I mean, if you're going to die, you want to die in your sleep, don't you?
Yeah, I'd rather die in my sleep. Because it's going to be the most peaceful way, surely, to die than die in a horrific car crash or falling down a cliff or...
Or being eaten by cats.
Yeah, or sharks or...
Crushed by cheese.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
I wonder if that's one of the things, like, if you were just like, you know, could you have a fear of being crushed by...
Well, there is a fear of dying.
This is a weird one. So, we all know what xenophobia is. That's fear of different, fear of other, fear of the alien. Anokiphobia is the fear of the familiar. So, basically, it's the
fear
whole
of
thing.
Things
of,
you're familiar with.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a very weird weird thing where it's like you fear like your own kind thing, sort of thing.
You fear the stuff you do normally every day.
It's basically like say I think I sort of have that where it's the whole thing of like, you know, you look at like say you look at like English people and you're like, ugh. You know what I mean?
English people with this again.
Yeah, well, no, it's like when you see them like rioting because they've played football and you're like, ugh.
I don't think that's a fear.
That's what it sort of boils down to, basically. It's sort of been like a bit like put off by your own people, I guess.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, fear of the familiar. Fear of getting too familiar.
Maybe that's it. They can't settle down. Like, they can't be too familiar with a person. They can't be too...
I can't stay in this neighbourhood.
They can't stay in one place
for
too long. Or
yeah. Maybe that's
what it is.
Yeah.
Well, we'll never know until we find someone who has it.
Yeah.
We can ask them that question.
I think
we should... with that, we're coming. We've probably gone over with recording.
Yeah,
most likely.
I was going to say, I'd like to thank you both for discussing phobias. I find it fascinating. If you have any of these phobias, let us know because we'd love to chat to you about how you get through life. I mean, I think that's a fairly standard question you'd probably be answering
questions, but
what's your hardest struggles and what do you do to overcome it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it'd be, you know,
and
you're always welcome
we learn,
to be at Timmy's house.
How can we learn from helping you? And
yeah, what can we do to help?
Yeah, exactly. Because
do you want Dave to come and tuck you in at night?
Or are you afraid of Dave's?
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
A
are you
fear
afraid
of
Dave's.
People
tucking you in?
Let's
bed?
Just, well, hang on, one more before we go. Let's look up the fear of Dave's. Bound to be a thing. Fear of...
I'm sure there's fear of people's
Dave's.
Names.
Oh, there was a person called Dave Fear that passed away.
He was afraid of himself.
Yeah.
Sorry, I wasn't meant to laugh at you passing away. I do apologise, but I'm just laughing at your name.
I'll do that when I die anyway.
There isn't actually an... no,
there in my coffin going...
That'll teach me. Dave, it's just Dave phobia. The fear that somehow, somewhere, Dave is watching you.
Dave is always watching you.
Of course.
Dave never sleeps. And on that, and on that note, don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on twitch.tv.
What's that saying where it's like, if I don't see you later, I'll see you through the window or something?
That's just creepy, Dave.
Thank you to you both, Tanya and Dave, for joining us.
You're welcome.
I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And, of course, I'm the scary Dave.
Looking through a window.
They get out of my house.
They call me Hey You in the Bushes.
They
call me Hey You in the Bushes.
Hey You, get out.
I'm calling the police. Bye.
Bye.
Here comes Sting.
The rest of the band couldn't be bothered to come. Just Sting. Hey guys, just a quick addendum note, I guess. If you guys have any spare change or anything like that, if you could donate to my friend Colin Maggs, who's a fellow Garmy member, if you could donate to his GoFundMe, he's trying to raise some money to fix some broken equipment. So his website is gofund.me/d39c6b13. The link should be in the description of this podcast, and anything you can donate to help would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, love you, bye!